Welcome to Center Stage Minnesota, our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians. Today, I'll be talking with Carrie Noble. She is a singer-songwriter from Minneapolis that writes acoustic soul pop. Really good music, and looking forward to talking with Carrie. We're also going to hear from the Jayhawks and Bob Dylan, and new music from the brothers Burn Mountain. We'll also hear Tim Kliphouse with the Clearwater Hot Club. I'm Doug MacRosty. Theme music is by Matt Hoskins. If there is a band you would like to hear featured on Center Stage Minnesota, just let me know. Email comments@kaxe.org. And there's links to all the music you hear, along with my Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages. Go to kaxe.org and click on Center Stage Minnesota. Andy D is a full-time musician down in the Twin Cities. A lot of his creative work goes into jingles for commercials and soundtrack for movies. He released the album Sweet Soul Sewage back in 2006. This is Drinkin' Cheap Wine from Andy D on Center Stage Minnesota. We'll be right back.
trash, I left that bottle dry. What's funnier is funnier yet when you're really high. So I dropped to the floor and I laughed until I cried. Heard the hush and the rush of the angels, they were passing goodbye. Oh, then I got myself up, walked down to the pier. Had a whiskey and an ice cold bottle of beer.
Alicia Corbett with Slide It In from her self-titled CD that was released back in 2002. Alicia Corbett. Before that was the Jayhawks from their 92 release, Scrapple, Take Me With You from the Jayhawks. And started off with Andy D, Drinking Cheap Wine from his CD, Sweet Soul Sewage. Still to come, the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank and the Brothers Burn Mountain. Up next, I'll be talking with Carrie Noble, an acoustic soul pop singer out of Minneapolis. From her self-titled CD, here's Carrie Noble with Watch Me Walk on Center Stage Minnesota.
Think I'm gonna do this my way. I won't ask you. Not gonna wait until you give the okay. I'm alright with consequences. Better than these fences, straddling the great unknown, playing it safe. I won't behave, I won't sit down. I'm gonna stick around to listen as you make your case. You've been stealing my light, feeding me lies. Now you go and watch me walk.
Life is too
made a destination. Anywhere is fine, as long as there's an absence of you. I won't hang around waiting till you suffocate me, 'cause it's the only thing.
That was Watch Me Walk from Carrie Noble, an acoustic soul pop singer-songwriter from Minneapolis. Inspired by the voice of Joni Mitchell, she's put out critically acclaimed albums and has built a reputation that spans the globe with her expertly crafted songs and revealing and expressive voice. Her latest CD is a self-titled Carrie Noble, and she joins me now to talk about it. Carrie, welcome to Center Stage Minnesota.
Thank you.
So tell me about yourself. When did you start to feel a passion for making music?
Well, I grew up around music, but I don't think I felt like I had anything to offer, for sure, until I think I was around 18, and I heard, like you said before, Joni Mitchell, and I don't know, it's just weird. You listen to music your whole life, and you just enjoy it, and then all of a sudden something happens, and I'm sure it was where I was at in my life, and that record specifically being, I don't know, for some reason so magical to me. But it kind of awakened something, and I just pretty quickly started writing bad music. I mean, it wasn't like it came easily, but I had felt like I had to write right away. And then, you know, one thing led to another, and years later here, you know, here I am.
Tell me about this new self-titled CD, Carrie Noble. What's different about it than your previous work?
Well, it's been out for a year. I'm working on my next release that'll come out in September, so it doesn't feel super new to me anymore, but I'm sure it'll be new to all of your listeners. I think a good representation of what I do. I'm not just, you know, some people hear singer-songwriter and think kind of folky, you know, just pretty stripped down songs, and that definitely is one side of things, but I also have, I think, a good representation of pop and soul music, and definitely, you know, some folk as well. So I don't know, I think it kind of, definitely more than the last CD that I have, shows what I'm capable of artistically, I think.
I am talking with Carrie Noble. Tell me about the song Born Again.
Well, what do you want to know?
I know that your voice is just amazing in it, and before the song is done, there's a lot of emotion in your voice, and I just, maybe what inspired the song, why you decided to write it?
Well, it's definitely the song on the record that was hardest for me to, I think, make my peace with, or, you know, I wrote it a long time before that record ever came out, and I kind of kept it to myself. I grew up in my dad is a pastor, so I grew up in a very religious home that was loving for sure, but very, very focused on, you know, the literal translation of the Bible. And I felt like growing up, there were just parts of it that I felt didn't fit me, I guess. They didn't fit me, and it didn't seem to be very inclusive of people other than those who believed really specifically one way, and it had to be this way. And as I got older, I started, you know, kind of studying different religions and trying to find where I felt like I fit. And I realized just in general, there's a lot of focus on judging. And I mean, people don't talk about it per se, but it is, you know, they don't talk about from the pulpit like we should judge everybody. Everybody talks about love, but it doesn't feel like it's that exercised. There just seems like there are a lot of rules and regulations and judging. And I think at that point when I wrote the song, I was just tired and wishing that there could be a little bit more focus on the love aspect and the acceptance aspect of the fact that we're all a little different, and that makes us, I guess, similar as well, and maybe a little less focus on how we're bad or how we're wrong or, you know, that kind of thing. So I wrote the song, and I feel like it kind of draws a little inspiration from, I'm from Detroit, so I grew up with gospel music, so I think there's a little bit of gospel, you know, in that song as well. So it's a powerful song for me personally, and, you know, I was glad. I'm glad that it made it on the record.
That's Carrie Noble, and from her self-titled CD, this is Born Again on Center Stage Minnesota.
I was told I didn't get it just right. I needed to be born twice. Then I know where I'd go when I die. So I got down on my knees with my whole heart. See you.
That was Born Again from Carrie Noble's latest release. It's a self-titled album. And why do you write music? What draws you to creating it?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, I don't know. I love music, but I don't know that loving music necessarily means you have to write it. I've always loved writing in general, stories, poems, you know, songs. I like that form of expression, and for some reason there are just certain emotions that come up that feel like I don't feel like I've dealt with it or complete until I have written about it. And then once I've written about it, then there's also kind of this, there's all, almost this way that it feels like I can close the book on it, you know. And so I don't really know how to explain it. It's just something kind of you have to do.
Overall, what's your music about?
Relationships, I think. Not just necessarily romantic relationships, but relationships in general. I think that kind of is what I'm interested in my life, and it comes out. And most of them are, you know, about different aspects of my life that then I dramatize, hopefully. At least that's what I tell other people. mostly just about the relationships in my life.
Well, the next song we're going to hear from your self-titled CD, Carrie Noble, is Emily. Would you tell me about this one?
This was an interesting one because I write all my own music, but this was a collaboration that I wrote with Kristen Hall, who was in the country band Sugarland for a long time. Mm. She was the first person, is the only person that I've really sat down and written with, and we have a pretty great chemistry for writing. And so we wanted to write a song about a woman who kind of tackles too much, takes on too much, is overwhelmed, and, you know, it's kind of from the perspective of a friend saying to the other friend, you know, I think you're kind of getting buried alive with all of this, you know, stuff that you've taken on, and I see it kind of dragging you down. So it's, you know, it's about somebody who's taking too much on.
I am talking with Carrie Noble, and from her self-titled CD, this is Emily on Center Stage Minnesota.
Letting everything in trouble is that it's got
That was Emily from Carrie Noble's self-titled CD. This is a question I've never asked someone before, but what makes a song good?
I don't think anybody can answer that for sure. If somebody had the one answer, you know, they'd be a gazillionaire, I think. I think it's different for everybody, for every listener and for every writer. It has to, you know, touch you somewhere, that you have to feel it. But that, you know, for some people can be a great beat. For other people it can just be, you know, a jam with, you know, lots of instruments and other people's voice and lyrics. So I don't know that there is one answer. For me, I love melody. It has to have a good melody, and I have to be able to relate to, in some way, what's being said. That's just me.
When you're not busy with music, what do you do in your free time?
Well, that's hardly ever. I try to stay pretty busy, but I have a great group of friends here. I live in Minneapolis, and so I try to stay pretty active. So I run half marathons and play tennis and try to stay physical. I have a cat that keeps me very busy as well. So, but I'm mostly on the road, so I don't, you know, that's kind of my life.
What's your cat's name?
Akiko.
Oh, great name. Well, is there anything else you'd like to mention about you and your music?
If you want to know more information, you can go to my website, which is carrienoble.com, or Facebook, or, you know, all the usual spots. And I have a new record coming out in September, so you can find out more information about that at the website, too.
The last song we're going to hear from your self-titled CD, Carrie Noble, is Go Proud. Tell me about this one.
This song is also kind of harkens back to my Detroit days. It's definitely gospel-inspired, but it's kind of, you know, someone had died, not someone that I knew closely, but someone had died, and there are a lot of people talking about it, and I was thinking about how this person's life had been such kind of a contagious, joyful life, and it was sad to me, it struck me as sad that, you know, at funerals and whenever we're talking about somebody's death, it's of course it's a sad thing, but there's not much emphasis on the way they lived or the excitement or the lessons, I guess, that they taught us, or the joy that they brought so many people. And so this is kind of the antithesis of a funeral song. It's celebrating a life that was well lived and choices that were made and integrity and just some of those amazing people that we know that, you know, you almost, it's like a send off, like into the next, whatever the next chapter is. It's like your send off song. So it's not depressing. It's actually kind of pretty joyful.
Well, Carrie, thanks so much for talking with us.
All right. Thank you so much.
And from Carrie Noble's self-titled CD, this is Go Proud on Center Stage Minnesota.
Through the fire, had the flames at your
Go Proud from Carrie Noble's self-titled CD. And thanks again, Carrie, for joining me on Center Stage Minnesota. Still to come, Bob Dylan and Tim Kliphaus and the Clearwater Hot Club. The Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank are part of a new generation of roots music. From their 2007 release, Sing, here's Uncle Frank's Basement on Center Stage Minnesota.
Some of them ghosts come back with me in the yellow limousines and the 6 a.m. jitneys. On borrowed feet I sit and I wait. I could have sworn I paid the toll. Why won't they lift the gate? The wind erase the smile on my face, put there by a flattering kind boy. Oh baby, this is how it feels. The arrow through my staring at the decor, and I got some junk in Uncle Frank's basement. And I got a bunk in Uncle Frank's basement. Back in Jersey, I'm gonna go get me a full-time job. You want guys, but it don't pay the rent, no, it won't pay the rent. So I slept in a crooked bed and woke with a crooked grin. Two unfamiliar faces saying, baby, how you been? And them walls, they crawl like so much insects. But this time I down running, staying just long enough to charm the princess. And I got some junk in Uncle Frank's basement. And I got a bunk in Uncle Frank's basement. Oh, come on, baby, I'm taking you back to Jersey. Should've known that Marie will put a disco smile on your face, but she'll put the blues way down in your bones. I got some junk in Uncle Frank's basement. And I got a bunk in Uncle Frank's basement.
Stay all Thought I went to my window, babe, I couldn't see through my blind. Went to my window, babe, I couldn't see through my blind. Had my best friend a coming down, I thought I heard my baby cry. Lord, if I can't come in here, baby, then just let me sit down in your door. If I can't come in here, baby, then just let me sit down in your door. And I will leave so soon that your man won't ever know. Live here, baby, Lord, and feel at ease. How can I live here, baby, Lord, and feel at ease? When that woman that I got, man, she did just what she
red.
The Brothers Burn Mountain with Everything Red from their new CD, Partly in the Blue, The White. They've played live on Center Stage Minnesota multiple times and will be again soon. The Brothers Burn Mountain. Before that was Bob Dylan with Ragged and Dirty from his 93 release World Gone Wrong. And we started off with the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank, Uncle Frank's Basement from the album Sing. Center Stage Minnesota is made possible with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians, a local production of 91.7 KAXE, independent community radio in northern Minnesota. Also heard on WTIP in Grand Marais and KMSU in Mankato. We'll go out today with Tim Cliphouse and the Clearwater Hot Club. From their album Louisiana Fairy Tale, this is Nika's Dream. I'm Doug McRosty, and as always, rock on.